Here we are.
Second episode of the day. Look at this. We're back on a fucking good streak here now.
It's like we never left.
It is like we never left. Today's episode is a little bit of a gaming episode, see what we've been up to. Obviously, if you've just listened to the last episode from last week, you'll know that Ash has had a baby. So it's probably not too much gaming for you there, is there, chap?
I thought I didn't have time before.
Yeah, now it's a whole other reality chat, I'm sure. I mean, there's been a lot coming out since we've last spoke. I mean, I fight after the Star Wars celebration thing that I went to.
Yeah.
Back on my Star Wars phase. Obviously, I was in my cowboy phase last time you saw me.
You're in your Jedi phase now, aren't you?
Well, now I'm in my drift car phase. Mm. I go kind of just have all a phase every other week.
Yeah.
So I just spend like loads of money on a car and then I won't want it next week or something. But going back to the gaming phase, I went to the Star Wars celebration and I actually, after you saying like, play it again, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to play it again. But I've restarted it so many times, I was like, I'm not restarting this game again. So I just picked it back up where I left and like spent like half an hour just kind of learning the game again. It was Star Wars.
Fallen Order.
Yeah. And I tell you what a fucking class
it's
game
really
it is.
It's really good, mate.
The Peter Star Wars fans are going to butcher me for this. The Darth Maul planet, like Sidious or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
Where all the Mauls are. And then you get the double like bladed lightsaber. Yeah. And I'm slowly starting to... And now I've got the Force pull as well as the push. So I'm starting to get more powers and stuff.
Yeah.
I've just been trapped in this like... fucking underground like prison. I had to like break out and like fight someone in this thing in an arena.
Droid gets taken away from you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then I fought in an arena with this big old fucking hologram man. It's like, I'll never escape. And the new one's come out. So I'm playing this through first, but what a fucking class game it is.
It's unbelievable, mate.
It's really, really good.
It's really good. It's such a solid game. There's been, that's one of the big releases, isn't it? It's getting quite good reviews from what I've seen as well.
I think the graphics is like the only thing that let down. Like the performance, there's been loads of performance
standard
issues.
Standard though, isn't it? All these things get rushed out.
And then they get patched, which is why I'm kind of glad I didn't buy it.
It sort of makes it worth it. It's quite like relieving. It's like, obviously, a lot of people, if they're sort of long-time fans of the show, they know I'm like a recovering pre-order addict.
Yeah. So, are you still clean or?
I am, yeah. So last little slip up I had was Resi 4, which is like no regrets.
Did you complete that?
I haven't yet. No, I finished it.
It's brilliant.
I
traded it in, even though I was like, I know I want to play it again, but I was like, I'll just buy it like in a year when I want to play it again for like a tenner.
Yeah, it's I'm really enjoying that so far. But that was the last one that I pre-ordered. But like Resident Evil, I always pre-order that like day one.
Yeah,
I love it.
Oh yeah, can't go wrong.
But yeah, I've done really well to be fair, like avoiding other stuff. Because there was Dead Island 2 that really really caught my eye.
I'm definitely getting that. I've got like 70 quid CEX vouchers and it's 45 quid at the moment. I'm just like, I'm waiting for it to go down and I'm just going to get it. Like there's like an influencer house in it and stuff. And like, there's like a scene where this guy's like smoking like a joint and they like rip his head off and he's like still, it just looks really funny.
It, like the weapons you can make look so cool.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, I'm surprised as well. Cause it's like, it's probably going to be roping. It'll probably get really shit reviews, but like it's being reviewed really positively.
Yeah. Well, it went from being open world. Apparently like at first when I heard that it was an open world now and it's like open segments, I was a bit like, oh, no, that doesn't sound... But I actually think that for, like, a completionist point of view and for, like, a fun factor, sometimes when you've got open world, there's, like, too much to do and
open
it's too overwhelming.
Open world's a bit, like, too done now, isn't it? Like, every game tries to be
is
open world.
World
and
yeah.
It's, like, when you have limited time, like we do as well, and you open up a map and it's got, like,
you feel too overwhelmed, don't you?
Objectives
and you're just like, oh, my God, where do I even start? You know what I mean? Yeah, most of the time you jump on nowadays, you've got I have like sometimes like I get home from like gym and stuff and work and it's like 10 o'clock, you make dinner and I'm like, I've got 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I just don't have the time. That's why I fucking thank the Lord for the new generation of consoles and the fact they've got quick resume. If they didn't, I don't think I'd play them anymore.
That's an absolute
play anything. I've had to like load up again from a save. Being able to just click it and start where I was last time, it makes you like wonder, like forget about a world without that. It's like, fuck that.
It's mad, isn't it? When you think back to like the times where you'd actually
on a PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, you click and it would like be like, it'd take like 5 minutes sometimes
like
to like load up
in your room.
Yeah, literally like a Boeing 747's just fucking landed. I'm like really excited for this, and I saw this at. I think it was Summer Games last year.
Mm.
And I always buy them, but well, not this particular game. I always buy fighting games, but I never really get into apart from Mortal Kombat. But I'm actually really excited for Street Fighter 6.
Oh, really?
I've never bought a Street Fighter game. I've had them, but I don't remember actually being like, I'm going to pre-order this. I feel like they come on like Game Pass and free services.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I just really want to play it. It's like an open world thing. Apparently, you like make your own fight and you like walk around the street and you can just start scrapping anyone.
Oh, interesting. That's
yeah.
Like
so you, and then
more.
You can like, challenge someone like a Pokemon kind of battle, like you challenge them. And then I think there's like the old kind of arcadey mode as well. But I'm really excited for that. the thing I'm most excited for, I mean, I'm a Bethesda fanboy. Fallout is my life. Mm. Oblivion was what I was kind of like bought up on. I mean, Starfield for me is something that I'm really excited for. Annoyingly, it comes out in fucking September when I'm when we obviously we can't take holiday.
Oh yeah.
But I'm also so nervous after what Bethesda did to 76.
They tend to butcher launch.
But they delayed this. So you I mean, I know everyone delays games nowadays, but you hope the fact that it got delayed by like 9 months or like 7 months means that it actually will be ready and that they've kind of learned their lesson from their market drop and their shares last time.
A lot of the Xbox exclusives seem to be rushed a bit, don't they? I remember...
Mate, Redfall.
Yeah.
That's just come out and it's been like... Apparently it's dead awful.
Yeah. I remember... You probably remember as well, like when I was waiting to get my PS5, I went through like a phase of like just debating whether to get...
You're going to get a Series X, weren't you?
And like one of the main things for that was like the exclusive like Redfall. I thought that looked sick, like the concept of it. Yeah. But it's like the memes and stuff about it already.
All I watch is one Game Ranks video where they're just like, yeah, it's awful. But yeah. I don't know what's bad about it. Apparently it just feels lifeless or something.
Yeah, and like just some of the
it's like a vampire hunting game, isn't it?
Yeah, or something. But like some of the bugs and things that I've seen on it already that just look
when the bugs make me a bit more hopeful though, like because by the time you actually get around to getting it, like it might be better. So if
that's the really good thing about not running it in pre-order and everything, because like by the time you actually get around to buying it, it's not like fucking £60.
I just don't.
And it's normally playable.
Yeah, I don't really buy anything like on release, like arguably apart from fucking Resident Evil, but it's like even like Street Fighter. Like, I know I'm going to get it, but I won't buy it on launch because I've got such a backlog of games still as well.
I know, but it's like sometimes I like sort of scratch my itch of like trying to pre-order things. I'm going back now and buying things that are cheaper that I've
you
not
finally got
on the
Marvel Suns, whatever it's
Midnight
called.
Suns, Midnight Suns, yeah. Is I got that is with, it, have with you played Hogwarts it? Legacy as well. No, I haven't played it yet. To be fair, like, I haven't really played any. I've played a bit of FIFA sort of here and there, sort of while I get 5 minutes. But yeah, it's just nice to actually have it, like knowing that I'm going
to. You can get around to it eventually.
Because, it's one that I am actually really interested in, because that got really solid reviews as well.
Yeah.
So I am interested to jump on that.
I'm just looking on here. I got Hogwarts Legacy from my mate from my birthday.
Yeah.
And I've just... It's like that's the thing. I haven't played that yet. I started it and then I started other games and now I'm kind of like waiting for it to fall in line where I'll play it.
Yeah.
But now like I'm like 10 minutes in and it's kind of like when I do play, you just got to kind of start again. But that came out in fucking February.
Yeah.
And we're already in May.
Yeah, mate. Time is fucking flying, isn't it? We're like almost halfway through the year. It's like mental.
It's absolutely mad. The Outer Worlds 2 comes out this year as well. I think that was an Xbox exclusive, so I don't think you guys get that. But that I never completed that either. But that was a good game, to be fair. Like that was quite fun.
Aliens Dark Descent. Have you seen much of that? That looks quite good. That's
I haven't. Fair. I'm just every Alien game that's come out in the past few years though has just been so shit, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, Alien Isolation was cool.
That was amazing. That was the last good kind of like concept game around like that. Because that one that came out about a year ago, I was so excited for it. That like. Do you remember the one I'm on about where you play as like the fire team?
Yeah.
I think it is called Fire Team, isn't it?
There's like the Fire Team Elite thing that was shit.
Yeah, that was so fucking bad.
And there was, that was the latest one. I think that was awful. But this Dark Descent is sort of like an XCOM kind of thing. Like top down. Like,
you'd think
strategy.
That would be good, right? Like you'd think so.
I can't see how they can butcher that. It just looks like it'll be quite enjoyable.
Final Fantasy. I didn't even know there was a new one coming out in June. Like I've never got into them. But
I
like,
haven't.
They're hyped games, aren't they? Like everyone seems to love those. But I've never given them time.
I want to do like an episode of that at one point, like where we just like list like massive game franchises that we've never touched.
Yeah. It'd be interesting, actually, wouldn't it? Yeah. Talk about those. Or like, yeah. Maybe and then like, mate, Diablo 4, like that's like a massive game, isn't it? Diablo.
Yeah, I'm just seeing what else is coming out on it. Have you like touched your Switch lately?
Not at all. Like literally not at all.
Yeah, mine sort of collects dust.
I officially now, like, I think I've got to a point now in my life where I've been in denial for like the past few years where I'm always just like, I will do that and I will do that. Same with my PS5, mate. I've had that now for like sick to say like 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been switched on 15 odd times maybe. And I've got the VR. I mean, I've got all those Switch games down there that I've never played, like all sitting down there.
Yeah.
I was still like pre-ordering them. I've got Xbox games and I think I get to a point now where I'm just like, you know what, like it is what it is now. Like with the Switch, I want to trade it in, but then I'm just like, but what's the point? Because like, you don't need the extra little what, you get like 150 quid for it. I'd rather just have it, just eat, like as the like the maybe.
And like, you know, you'd see like a game that comes out and it just make you buy it.
And just buy it. Yeah, so I just keep it and it just collects dust in the other room. I bought the sports for it, played that once, never turned it on again because it was like we were on holiday and I was like, oh, that'd be good, we'll play that.
Yeah.
Played it once and then it's just like, oh, I'll never play that again. I started Zelda. I actually, the last time I played it was about 6 months ago. I actually started Zelda and I was like, right, I'm doing this. Played it for like a good 4 days and I was like, fucking hell, I'm actually gonna play it. And then I just was like, oh, I can't really understand why this, I didn't give it the time, that being said, but I was like, wow, this got like game of the year.
It's so many people's like game of all time, like,
yeah, game of the all, yeah. And I was just like, oh, I just can't really, I just, yeah, it just, it didn't click with me one bit.
Yeah, again, I think I was the same with Zelda as well, to be fair. I took it on holiday and I was like, I feel like I was forcing myself to try and
like enjoy
like
it.
Like it, but like you have
to. The new one comes out, doesn't it? And it's kind of like, you want to like almost be like, oh, like I might get that and I'll play the Switch. But, and then I bought some like strategy games, like old strategy games I used to like Prison Architect on the Switch. And I was like, oh, that'll make me play it again. But like,
I don't know, for a bit. I remember you playing that.
I played it. Yeah, yeah. Playing it for a bit. Yeah. Yeah, and then I just dropped that. And the only thing I ever have completed on my Switch, which I'm still proud to even say that I managed to complete one game, and it was Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, I never managed
and that. Then I got that like fucking special thing where they bought out, like it was only like available on cartridge for like 6 months, the old like All-Stars thing where it had like Mario 64, Mario Galaxy, and Sunshine. And I played 64, which I played on the DS4, and then I was like, oh, I'll play Sunshine because Sunshine was like my childhood, and then Galaxy was unbelievable. Yeah. But just haven't gone back to those. I feel like those are the games that maybe I would go back to, but like I think with Zelda, I think I actually almost think I need to get to a point where I just accept that I won't play it.
Yeah,
but again, but then I just want to give it a go.
With me, again, like you were saying with the Final Fantasy, Zelda's never really a franchise that I've been sort of
never like, for me either. They bought out that other one, the like old arcadey like top down one. Yeah. I actually played that for a good couple of hours, and I think I only got into it because it was so simple, and then dropped it, and then it was the same thing again. It's like if I went to it now, I'd have to start it again.
That's the thing, isn't it?
When you and I bought like the whole. I even bought like the fucking collector's edition for it because it came with an old like Game Boy, like so it's like it's really cool, but it's like it's not even there. It's probably I probably haven't got it anymore. but yeah, and then it's like over here as well. I bought after talking to you under there. I got Stick of Truth, which is a great game, and I got that for the Switch. Started playing that, and then it's just like, the worst part is I knew that if I bought that on Xbox, I would have forced myself to complete it. But the fact that I had it on the Switch, it was just like, oh, I can't be bought. I don't know what it is
it's
about
the
it.
The grief of like getting it out, isn't it? And it starts dying, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
But I get
and
that,
the feedback, like holding it is annoying. It's like
everything's clunky. Like I got Resi 5 on it.
I was going to get that and I just didn't.
And like the handheld controls and it, yeah, it's just so like clunky. It's
especially with something Resi 5 where you're like, you're aiming. That must be quite annoying.
It just doesn't work on Switch. Yeah. And I fucking love that game. Like I completed it so many times. I thought I definitely, that's the most recent thing I've played on Switch.
It just, like people that play the Switch religiously and maybe don't have consoles will completely disagree with me. But at least for me, like I feel like for the Switch I just need it for like simple games. Anything too complex, like what would be perfect on like the Switch is if they like bought out like another, like, you know, like when they did like that special GTA for like the PSP, like Vice City Stories. Something like that for the Switch would be so perfect, like just a low res.
Had that one on DS, didn't they?
Chinatown Wars or something. Like that would be great because GTA is so simple and everyone loves GTA. Because obviously that's supposedly going to get like announced soon, isn't it? Like apparently that was like loads of footage of it got leaked and stuff.
Yeah, they must be like they're always quite secretive, aren't they? Until they have something solid to put out there.
It's just so much all the time to play. Like even looking over there now, like I bought that Mafia trilogy, never touched it. And I was so excited when that got remastered. Tony Hawk's, played that for a few hours. Like it's just so many games you just kind of go back to and then like don't complete. That's why now like I'm really strict with myself now. Like if I start something now, I'm like I either complete it or I delete it.
Yeah.
So like now, like with Star Wars, like normally now I'm like, oh, I kind of want to start something else, but I'm like, no, because if I start something else, you then get
it. You'll never go back.
That's why I haven't started Hogwarts, because I need to find the time where I'm like, right, I've completed
that's
everything.
That's quite a big game as well. I think that's like that you need quite a big sort of time investment. And
it was one of those things as well that came out and it was so hyped, and now obviously it's just like disappeared, which is natural. I think the like old gen version comes out in like a few weeks, so that might bring a little bit of hype.
I still think it got like pretty much universal like positive reviews, didn't it? More or less. I didn't hear much negativity around.
No. It makes me wonder, like, does anyone still play, like, old gen? Like, I would like to see, like, the official figures for, like, I know obviously there will be people that play it, but, like, is that still, like, a big market? Or?
I mean, I think depending on the game, like, I would sometimes just buy, like, an old gen game if it's so much cheaper. Like, yeah. The other day, I fucking, like, all these new games I got to play, I randomly bought, like, an old fucking WWE game on PS4 the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I literally played it for, like, 5 minutes, just because they're fucking funny, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, I got the newest one, and it was just, like, I just couldn't. There was just so much going on. I, like, did one fight, and I was like, King Booker. Because there was, like, Booker T, and then there was King Booker with his throne. Do you remember when we went for that phase of watching it, and we were, like, getting it, and it was fucking hilarious.
The UFC fight,
it was so hilarious.
We should, like, probably jump back on that.
Old Sheamus, and, like... Do you remember those, like, merry geezers that were all, like, fucking, like, dolled up and then they got, like, launched out of the fucking ring?
Yeah, like, the fucking models, yeah.
And then, and now, like, UFC own it, don't they?
That, I don't really understand what
and
that
means. And then Dana started, I watched a press conference the other week, I think it might have been after 287, and someone was asking Dana about it.
He really started speaking, cross.
and then his, like, someone, like, his PR team looked over to me and he was like, oh, I've said too much already, hasn't he? He's like, yep, forget all of that, like, delete the footage and all that, like, joking about. So I'm guessing they've got plans for it.
Yeah.
This is when they fucking, like...
Brock Lesnar's coming out of
they
retirement.
Bring it into, like, Fight Pass, but then they make Fight Pass, like, 30 quid a month or something like
that. Oh, God,
because at the moment, Fight
imagine?
Pass is
yeah.
so well... Like, it's £7 a month. It's so affordable. And then you've got fucking, like, BT that have just put their prices up, and then they fucking filter everything out. And then you want to, like, watch, like, a ring walk, and then it's like...
Yeah, You want to watch,
Look
like...
Look Darius. I'm waiting for
his... Did you see him get sparked the other day?
I didn't.
Oh, mate, I saw him get butchered.
You told me. Did he actually get fully butchered?
Yeah, like, fully butchered.
Really?
Fully, but there's no chance of him coming to Tyson Fury going, Karkarius.
Good.
He's fucked. But, yeah, that was... Yeah, BT Sport is just getting fucking ridiculous, isn't it? I hate the way they edit stuff out on there all the time as well.
It's so jarring.
What were we talking about? There was something.
What, like games or something?
I can't remember now. We were on a roll then.
We were, like, what games we're playing at the moment. So, like, Star Wars, this, that.
No, I'm not really doing anything. Like, I'm literally just playing FIFA when I get, like, half hour to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, career modes.
It's just,
stuff.
Yeah. So, I went on my little run of, I was talking about it on the pod, like, how much I was enjoying PSVR. But it is just the same thing. Like, the past, like, 3 weeks, I've literally been getting home from work at, like, 10 o'clock. And it's because I keep going, like, I'm choosing the gym, which is, like, you make sacrifices, but it's just so fucking jarring. It's like you leave work at like 7 o'clock, go to the gym, and then by the time you got back, made dinner, and then I'm just like, I actually have no energy to get out of the VR. I don't even have energy, honestly, at the moment to even play games.
Yeah.
I just keep putting Netflix on because it's just like, so you know, when you're just so tired, and you're just like, I don't even have the effort to like move thumbsticks and like look at a screen.
Yeah.
I watched that Lewis Capaldi thing last night.
I've not seen that. Is it good?
It is actually, mate. Yeah. It's really fucking interesting. Like how he's like picked up like all that, like, like he had like all that anxiety and that twitch, and then it turned out to be like Tourette's. Really good watch, actually.
He's actually funny, isn't
he? Yeah, he is hilarious, to be fair. Mate, I was listening to his music on the way to work this morning.
Yeah, I actually really like
him. Fucking good tunes, to be fair. But we're 20-minute mark. Probably leave it there, really, man. Anything else, unless you wanted to anything else to discuss?
I don't think so, mate. Yeah, it's more about sort of getting back into the...
We just wanted to get back in the flow, really, here, isn't it? Yeah, we're... This is I go away to Croatia next week, so a little holiday for me. Obviously, you're parenting up, so just nice to get something in the locker. Get these out again, and then
we'll aim to get a few more. And I've got a few sort of ideas. I want to try and get some more props and things as well, just to make it a little bit more.
That'd be nice.
More interactive things that we can.
Well,
we
haven't had our desk up in bloody ages, have we?
No.
That was good fun as well. Like, to be honest though, we haven't had a night together where we've watched it. Like, we need a night where you're staying and stuff, because otherwise it's just not really worth getting out. But like, those are hilarious when we like get everything set up.
And it's like the whole thing is like the wish stuff, like buying stuff for each other. We haven't tapped into that yet.
I've even found a new one called, like, it's probably not new, but Saramar, and it delivers so much quicker. And it's the same thing, but it actually comes in like 2 weeks rather than waiting like 6 weeks and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you for listening today. This has been a Chaps Gaming episode, probably number 4, 5, maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and we will see you hopefully next week for another episode. And take care.
Good to be back. See you all soon.
See you soon.